Welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 14th, 2024, and we have a lineup of cryptocurrency headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Boom DeFi ecosystem secures $500 million in growth capital, opens crypto-friendly equity purchase window. Boom Technologies, a DeFi unicorn and e-commerce provider for the unbanked, has secured $500 million in growth capital from a prominent Dubai-based family office. The company is now offering both retail and institutional investors the opportunity to purchase equity in Boom Technologies using cryptocurrency or cash. Boom's innovative DeFi ecosystem bridges the gap between trillions of dollars in cash-based fiat economies and the global digital marketplace, providing secure and seamless access for billions of unbanked individuals and businesses. The crypto-enabled equity offering aims to raise $47 million and reinforces Boom's commitment to democratizing financial inclusion. With a minimum investment of $25,000 for retail investors and $250,000 for institutional investors, the investment window is open from October 8 to October 8, 2024. The first $5 million invested will receive a 10% equity bonus.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.